right, we've been taking a look, courtesy of ProCon.org, at reasons that people say marijuana should be used medically and reasons that people say marijuana should not be used medically. We're focusing exclusively on the medical use of marijuana. For or against, pro, con. So again, we are going to take a look at those who say, yep, we're pro medical marijuana. Marijuana should be used as medicine. Going to be looking at the cons, who are saying, no, marijuana should not be used even for medical purposes. All right, we're going to start with the pros. The side that's saying, yep, use it as medical marijuana. And we'll just alternate as I normally do. I'll give you a pro, then I'll give you a con. Then I'll probably give you another con and then another pro. And that way we'll try to keep it kind of evenly balanced here. I will say this. There are going to be more pros than cons. There are more people saying we should use marijuana as medicine than there are people who are saying we should not use medicine as marijuana. And I mean quite a few more pros than cons. So you let me know whether you want me to go ahead and give you all the pros and all the cons, or whether you prefer that I just stop at the point where the cons end and end at that same place for the pros. You may say, well, you know, by then I will have gotten enough information to make my decision. And that's all I want to do. I really want to help us be well informed. And a lot of times by hearing much about what the pros have to say, much about what the cons have to say, we may be able to get enough information that we can make a decision, a well-informed decision as to what position we want to consider taking. Again, I realize that also, on the other hand, there are people who will have already made a decision, and no matter what they hear, they're not going to change their position. I understand that too. But for those who want to gather more information, here we go. Dr. Ron Paul, member of the U.S. House of Representatives, wrote the following in an April 27, 2005 letter to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration signed by 23 other members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Begins with this quote. After deferring to the DEA, your release reads that FDA is the sole federal agency that approves drug products as safe and effective for intended indications. Why then has the FDA failed to respond to the 1999 Institute of Medicine report, which concluded that marijuana's active components are potentially effective in treating pain, nausea, the anorexia of AIDS wasting, and other symptoms, and should be tested rigorously in clinical trials? It perplexes us, he goes on, that even though the FDA is responsible for protecting public health, the agency has failed to respond adequately to the Institute of Medicine's findings 7 years after the study's publication date. Additionally, this release failed to make note of the FDA's investigational new drug compassionate access program, which allowed patients with certain medical conditions to apply with the FDA to receive federal marijuana. Currently, 7 people still enlisted in this program continue to receive marijuana through the federal government. The existence of this program is an example of how the FDA could allow for the legal use of a drug such as medical marijuana without going through the well-controlled series of steps that other drugs have to go through if there is a compassionate need. Don't have other drugs go through those well-controlled series of steps. Is he sure that's the route we want to go? Okay, here's a con. Dr. Robert Whitney, public policy chairman for the Erie County Council for the Prevention of Alcohol and Substance Abuse, stated the following in a May 19, 2014 editorial titled Another Voice, Use of Medical Marijuana Not Supported by Research, and it was published in the Buffalo News. The article says there's not an adequate base of research that shows marijuana in its most common form, which is smoked, is effective for treating any serious medical condition. Therefore, no major group of medical experts supports the use of smoked marijuana for treatment of health problems. We do not have enough information to reliably estimate the safety of marijuana when used long term. Most studies to date have followed patients for very short periods of time, often less than a week. This is not adequate to assess risk of use for indefinite periods of time. We do know that marijuana can contribute to short and possibly long-term brain impairment, motor vehicle accidents, risk of addiction, and an increased risk of long-term psychosis in vulnerable people. What do you think about that so far? We're going to cover this some more. Like I said, we want you to be well informed about this. So I'll be bringing more information. In fact, I'll probably give you some more information about this in the second hour, since we only gave you one pro and one con this time, and that's hardly going to be enough information. My guess, though, is that's enough to whet your appetites. Let's find out some more about this. Stay with me.